Today on the Victory Unlimited show, you're going to be briefed on why people start to hate you when they see you start to improve yourself. Also, we're going to find out if the rumor is true. Are women really turned off by guys who smile, but get very turned on by guys who don't? Let's go.
If you picked up this frequency, downloaded this MP3, or gained access to this broadcast by any means, know that you are not listening to just another ordinary radio show. You are listening to the greatest dating, relationship, and life strategy show for men in the world.
You know you're about to receive listeners to the show's fans, dude, versus all. Well, as we've already delivered, you're entering into the break. Every little thing bonus was enough.
Becoming the best man that you can be is a lifelong fight, so welcome to the war, soldier.
Many of you know me. I am Victory Unlimited, and this is the Victory Unlimited show. A lot of shows talk all the time about how nice guys finish last, but this show is the one show that's on a mission to show them how to finish first. That's right. Unlimited victory now. No waiting. So let's roll. We got a message today from Bradley. He's 35. He's from Seattle, Washington, and the title of his email is, Why Do More People Hate Than Congratulate? I repeat, the title of his email is, Why Do More People Hate Than Congratulate? And Bradley writes, Commander-in-Chief, hope things are going well with you. I always did like the show, and based on the strength of that, now I have the battle plan too. Impressive. Almost 600 pages of intel that's started me looking at women and everyday life in general in a very, very different way. Believe it or not, I'm just halfway through it, and not only am I able to see some of the big time positive changes that I'm making in my life, but so are the people around me. And this is my question. So far, I've managed to make some real changes in my attitude, in my appearance, and even in my career. The universal soldier principle that you talk about has been getting me respect at work that I never used to get. But the only thing that concerns me is that not everybody seems to be happy. I've noticed how even some of my friends don't look at me quite the same. Some of them even try to hold me back or bring me down sometimes. It surprises me that the very people that I thought would be happy to see me become a better man are actually not happy at all. What's the deal here, BU? Trust me, I've done nothing to any of these guys other than require more out of myself. Why is it that some of my own friends don't seem to be happy that I've started to improve my life? Bradley, glad to hear that you're getting it done, man. There's no feeling quite like seeing results that what you did yesterday is starting to pay off today, is it? But to answer your question, why is it that sometimes even your closest friends aren't happy to see you make progress? Well, there could be a bunch of reasons, a bunch of different reasons, but let's just talk about the top three. Number one, people hate to see you make progress because they aren't really your friends. You see, at 35, I know you've lived long enough to realize that a lot of people you associate with every day are not your friends. even people you like to think of as friends. In reality, all these people you associate with are just that, associates. A lot of people around you, you just feel closer to because you're in the same environment together with them so routinely, you know, like work, for instance. To be honest, most people you have in your life are just associates. You should feel very blessed if you actually have more real friends than you have fingers on one hand. And if you think I'm being a little too critical about that, here's something for you to consider. If it were in the middle of the night and you ever needed help bad enough, or if you were ever in some really, really big trouble, a real friend is not just somebody that would come to your aid if you called them. A real friend is somebody that you wouldn't think twice about asking them to come to your aid. Now, how many people in your life actually fit that category? Think about it. Okay, the number two reason why people hate to see you make progress is because seeing you succeed shakes them out of their own comfort zone. You see, some people, especially people who have known you for a long time, you see, they've gotten comfortable. They've gotten used to seeing you the way that they've always seen you. They're comfortable with the way you look, the way you act, the car you drive, the women you date, and on and on and on. So whenever you elevate and start becoming a better man than you used to be and start doing things that they're not used to seeing you do, it shatters whatever perception of you that they've always had. So what do? They start to consciously or subconsciously put you right back in that box that they had you in. To these people, the more you stay the same, the more they're comfortable with who they consider you to be. They don't want to see you change because you're just a co-star in their life, not the other way around. And that's the role that they always want you to play. Okay? And number three. The number three reason why people hate to see you make progress is because seeing you succeed makes them feel inferior. Now, notice what I said here. I didn't say you made them feel inferior, did I? No. What's happening here is that they are viewing your success reflected back at them as their failure. You understand what I'm saying? Think of it this way. Have you ever been in a parked car in between two other parked cars and sat and watched as they cranked up and drove away? Well, that's probably how some people around you have started to see you. They see your progress as you somehow leaving them behind. And they're uncomfortable with the idea of being left behind. So what they do is try to stop you from pulling ahead of them. The sad truth is that the reason they do that is because they think that that's easier to do than just to simply start trying to make progress in their own lives, too. But Bradley, the bottom line is that you just make sure that you keep moving ahead. You keep going forward. Those friends or associates or whatever with the right attitude, those people in your life, just see if you can help them or encourage them to make some progress in their lives too. But if for some reason they refuse to move forward with you, the sad truth, once again, is that you may have to leave them behind. Because who knows, the people you can't take with you right now, you might be able to come back and get them later. And I know you get what I'm saying to you.
The Victory Unlimited show is brought to you by the Victory Unlimited Battle Plan, saving men from themselves, one man at a time. Come and join us at victoryunlimitedshow.com and find out how you can get the classified intel on how to win the war, to attract, engage, and execute better relationships with women by becoming a better man.
Okay, we got an email from Trey. He's 29. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And the title of his email is, "Do I have to be mean to get in a girl's jeans?" I repeat, the title of his email is, "Do I have to be mean to get in a girl's jeans?" And Trey writes, "Hey, VU, what's up from the ATL, big brother in arms? It's almost summertime, and all I see down here now are girls with shorts and tight jeans. This is my time to try to make one of them mine. So I was hoping you could help me out. I found out about your show from seeing the link on one of my old frat brothers' Facebook pages. So I wanted to get your opinion on this. A couple of weeks ago, I read this article about a study that was done at some university. The study basically said that women don't like guys who smile. A bunch of women in this study were more into pictures that they saw of guys on dating sites and social networking sites that looked more severe. They thought that the guys who looked meaner were sexier to them. It made for some wild reading. I'll send you the link to it in a separate email later on after I find it again. Anyway, here's the thing. I'm a naturally upbeat guy. I don't usually let a lot of things get me down. I just try to keep a good attitude and power on through it. I think that's the best way to be, and that's probably why I like checking out your show and visiting your site. But anyway, I decided to put the stuff I read about in that study to the test, and I changed my profile pictures on Facebook and a few of the dating sites I go to. But I haven't seen much of a difference in the responses yet. So what I did was also start practicing having a more mean look on my face when I go out and about. I tried it in the grocery stores, Walmart, while I was getting my new driver's license picture or whatever. I talked to a few girls when I was in mean mode, and I got a few numbers, but I still don't really think it's working for me. Then again, I might not be doing it right. Also, to be honest, I actually had a lady I work with ask me the other day what was wrong with me. I told her nothing, but she said the only reason she asked was because I seemed like I had been in a bad mood lately. Victory Unlimited. I'm out here trying all kinds of stuff to attract more women, but this is one tactic that doesn't seem to be working, at least not for me, that is. What's your opinion of what they were talking about in that study? Is this something I should stick with a little while longer? Is it really true that women really don't go for guys who smile because they're more turned on by guys who frown? Uh-oh. Whenever the air raid siren goes off, you know what that means. That means we've just been hit with some propaganda.
Stand ready, on the alert all over the world.
Against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrendering. Enemy, propaganda.
It's a strange, shadowy world of the doctored photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie. Now, some of this material to us is comical. Some of it is tragic. Some of it's weird. Some of it's dull. But all of it has the single purpose of selling discouragement and defeat.
So, is this where we are now? Has it come to this? If we choose to believe what they say in that article, the best way for men to get women these days is to always walk around like somebody just stole your bicycle, huh? And so what was your response to this article, Trey? Well, looks like you immediately went down to the DMV and took a driver's license picture that probably now looks more like a mugshot. Epic fail, soldier. I'd say you were operating based on some intel that was questionable at best or intentionally misleading at worst. Women are more turned on by guys who frown than they are by guys who smile. That's got to be the biggest bomb of misinformation that I've heard dropped in a while. Well, at least in the last hour or so, I should say. Isn't it amazing what people would pay money to research these days? Of all the things they could have done a study on, somebody came out of the pocket to do a study on this. Your tax dollars at work, an example of university-level higher learning at its best? I think not. The mind boggles. Now, to be fair, I don't think that what they said in that study is totally useless. I just think the guys are out here taking this stuff too seriously. For sure, no one's going to argue the point that a lot of women are not out here throwing themselves at guys who come across as over-the-top, grinning goofballs, but the opposite is also true, too. Not too many women are out here throwing themselves at grim-faced, killer-looking dudes, either. Isn't it obvious that the truth, as always, lies somewhere in the middle? Well, if it ain't obvious to you yet, you'll know it for sure by the time I get through. Let me get right to the point. You can't really go wrong with exercising a little moderation here. Of course, you can see how extreme expressions on either side of the spectrum can lend themselves to boldly subjective opinions, but normal expressions shouldn't. In other words, a guy can look serious without looking stern, and a guy can look happy without looking goofy. But yeah, Trey, you also said that that article mentioned that women are attracted more to pictures of guys who look like they're unhappy rather than happy. Now, I gotta tell you, I would have found it hard to believe if you hadn't sent me that article yourself. So I read it, and you were right. Now, for all you troops out there who haven't a clue as to what we're talking about, for all you troops out there who haven't read that article yet, there's not just one name for it. There's actually a bunch of articles about the same study. If I remember right, it's a study that was done at the University of Columbia. Just type into Google something like, women find smiling men less attractive. Yeah. Yeah, type something like that in. And I promise you about 1,000 articles are going to come up. It's everywhere. You can't not find it. Anyway, I deleted that article about that study after I read it about a week ago, but I did save one sentence from it so I could remember to reference it on this show. Okay, everybody, check this out. According to the results of this study, you want to know who they say women really, really go for? The study showed that girls are turned off by guys who smiled, but they were turned on by guys who looked proud, moody, or ashamed. That's right, you heard me. They said that girls were turned on by looking at pictures of guys who looked proud, moody, or ashamed. Wait a minute. What? Ashamed? How ridiculous is that? What are they saying here? That women can't wait to get with a guy with a little whiff of shame coming off of him? Shame? What is that? Are they talking about some kind of new cologne? If they're not talking about a new cologne, what are they talking about? When I think about some guy in a picture looking ashamed, I wonder to myself, what the hell is he ashamed about? Did he get caught stealing? Did the chick he's been stalking suddenly turn around and catch him in the act? Or was it just the fact that he had to go to the bathroom so bad while he was posing for the picture that he just went ahead and took a dump on himself at the exact moment that the photographer snapped the picture? Is that it? I mean, what is it? What was he ashamed about? Maybe somebody will write in and explain it to me, because I don't get it. Again, not that the study that this article was reporting about was totally worthless. It's just that it's inspired too many guys out here to get too focused on things that they shouldn't be putting so much focus on. What we have here is a bunch of guys majoring over minors. What we have here is a lot of guys second-guessing themselves unnecessarily, asking themselves dumbass questions like, how much of a frowny face should I have when I take a picture? Should I have just two lines on my forehead, or should I go for three? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. What guys need to understand is that we can sit around all day and worry too much about how we come across on a picture, but the better use of our time is always going to be spent on investing energy in how we come across in real life, not just how we look on a picture. What you need to keep in mind, Trey, about a lot of the random studies that you'll see about human behavior is that there really is nothing new under the sun. Just new people looking at the same old things, offering what they believe are new interpretations of it. You can keep your objectivity about a lot of things in life by realizing that so many things are subjective. Wait, let me say that again. I said you can maintain your objectivity in life by realizing that many things in life are actually subjective. For instance, the study seems to imply that guys who take pictures looking like they're in a bad mood means that they have some kind of gravitas. What they're trying to say is just because a guy has a mean mug, he must be a confident man. But that's a hell of a conclusion for a woman to jump to based solely on just looking at a picture. That's like saying just because a hairy guy takes a picture of himself with long sideburns, he must be an X-Man. But the truth is that a mean mug doesn't give you gravitas, and just being a hairy guy wearing a wife beater don't make you the Wolverine. You get what I'm saying to you? This stuff is subjective. And when I say subjective, here's what I mean. If you take what you read in that article about that study too much to heart, you'd forget all about that there are tons of women who are attracted to guys with a sexy smile. There is such a thing, you know. And the reason why I know that there's such a thing as that is because that's what women have told me. And guys have been using that weapon to win women for ages. Now, have I went out and did a study to prove it? No, I haven't. And I don't have to, because there's no need for it. Everybody who's clinically sane and past the point of puberty know that if a woman thinks a particular guy is attractive, it doesn't matter whether he comes her way frowning, smiling, or with a damn blank expression on his face. The most important thing to her is that he does come her way. Okay, picture this. Can you imagine a lot of women getting turned off by guys who look like Orlando Bloom, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, or whoever they like these days, just because they had a smile on their faces? Can you picture a lot of women saying, well, he's okay, but he looks a little too happy for me. So next, if you take this stuff too far, you could easily wind up believing that the worst thing in the world you could ever be is some glad, happy man with a look on his face that shows that he's enjoying his life. Yeah, God forbid. Here's some hardcore truth for you. If you having a smile on your face is enough for a particular group of women to disqualify your happy ass, then you probably wouldn't be compatible for that particular group of women anyway. There's definitely more women out there that you could meet. Just go get your recon on, soldier. Besides, what's your alternative? To keep changing like a chameleon and hope you can trick women into thinking you're something that you're not? This is real life, not an episode of 24. What makes you think that you have to come through the door with a look on your face like you're getting ready to torture somebody, like that's going to make you more attractive to women? Come on, man. What's more likely to happen is that she'll think you're crazy, a potential psychopath, or her soon-to-be stalker. You see what I'm saying? It shouldn't take all of that to get a girl, and it don't take all of that to get a girl. You shouldn't be out here approaching random women you meet on the street like you're getting ready to do some enhanced interrogation on them. You shouldn't have to Jack Bauer some chick just to get her to like you. And if you do, what does that say about that particular woman? And what does that say about you for being willing to do all of that just to get with her? You see, you have to decide, what are you, a contortionist? Are you really that willing to turn and twist yourself into a bunch of damn knots in the hopes that some girl will like you? Even if that means you have to stop being who you are at your core? Well, if you are willing to do that, you might as well change your name from Trey to Transformer. And from now on, just ask people to start calling you Optimus Prime. No, wait. He might be too happy. So you better ask people to start calling you Megatron instead. Because he ain't never happy. And while you're at it, go ahead and get you a ringtone like this. Do you like it, new school? Or would you rather have it old school? No matter how you like it, the question you need to be asking is, will you like yourself if you keep chasing after every new trend, fad, study, or pop psychology article you read on the internet just because you think that's the answer to your women problems? Everybody who listens to this show should know by now that at least 50% of all of your woman problems are really a you problem. Fix you. Invest in you. Love you. Then you'll be more attractive to the right women for you, and you'll also have more to offer the right women for you. Got it? And let me say this, just to play psychologist / researcher advocate for 5 seconds. Let's say that there really is a large group of women out there who would turn down a guy that they would ordinarily be attracted to just because he had the nerve to have an expression on his face that didn't resemble the Grim Reaper. Then I want to know 2 things. Number 1, who are these women? And number 2, what exactly do I need to do to keep them smooth the hell away from me? Again, the truth is that most women have either a physical type that they like, or they have a set of non-physical characteristics that turns them on about a guy. And you better believe that there's no way in hell that just his facial expression alone is going to be a complete deal breaker. If you spend more time focusing on becoming a man that you can be proud of, then the less time you'll spend focusing on trying to make yourself over into whatever the latest pop psychology study says that you ought to be. Why? Because no matter how much you smile, no matter how much you frown, or no matter how much you might sit around with a blank look on your face, more women will be attracted to you because of what they think you think of yourself, as opposed to being attracted to you when they can clearly see that you care too much about what everybody else might think about you. Enough said.
The best defense against enemy propaganda is truth. The soldier who understands how enemy propaganda works is forewarned and forearmed. In this knowledge lies his strength.